Cosmic Diaries. This is Priya Kale, your astrologer, and a very happy new moon in Aries to you. Also a very happy new year. Today marks Gudi Padwa, which is the new year according to the Vedic calendar. And so it's a very auspicious day. We are entering a fiery, incendiary, life-changing new cycle now. Pay attention, move slowly as you enter this new cycle because there are major life-altering developments unfolding in the coming weeks. We're moving to a powerful full moon in Scorpio on the 23rd. The cycle culminates with the Scorpio full moon. And before that, on the 20th, we have the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, which is shaking up our reality. And before that, Mars will conjunct Saturn this week, Mercury conjunct Sun. So this week is moving us over a threshold. We're entering a whole new chapter. Doors are opening and closing, and we're arriving at a moment of truth. Life is picking up pace, and the landscape of our lives is changing dramatically as the month progresses. Above all, self-awareness is called for. We're looking at the astrology for the week of April 9th to April 15th. I'm recording this on the 8th, and as I record this, we're just hours past the eclipse. The Aries new moon is moving to a conjunction to Mercury tonight on the 8th, and there are blazing insights coming through. The solar eclipse was exactly conjunct Chiron to the minute. There's profound healing on offer, and this new moon seeds the energy not just for the next two weeks or the next 6 months, but in essence, with the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction taking place, we're setting the stage for the next 13 years of our life. There's a need for total alignment, self-awareness, awareness of our wounds, of our gifts. Look at where you have Aries in your chart, because that's where this action is all playing out now. This is total rebirth, a total renewal, and return to innocence. There's a need for us to be looking at the world with new eyes and to let go of any assumptions of what we think we know. Then we can start to really discover the truth and reality as it stands. As they say, and we're about to discover, reality is a lot stranger than fiction. Things are about to get real, and it's like we're waking up in a dream. There are major breakthroughs ahead, and this is shaking our reality, the core. Anything that's not grounded or part of our future is going to fall apart. So there's a need for total detachment, courage, and authenticity moving ahead. Reality is a lot more abundant and fertile, and there's a lot more opportunity here, a wealth of opportunities here, and real support in terms of resources and in love, loyal, committed bonds that we're forming and deepening. It's just a matter of us now being open-minded and open-hearted, moving through the coming days with love, compassion, and in trust. Trust in the universe, trust in existence, and trust that whatever comes your way now, this is a challenge that you can rise to. Your whole life has led up to this occasion. Nothing needs to be challenging. In fact, things can be effortless. It's more about alignment with ourselves and then trusting that if it is the universe's will, then the seas will part and heaven and earth will move for you to materialize a vision. So leave room for that magic as well, and unexpected major breakthroughs with this conjunction to Chiron. When I say rebirth, we're all being given a chance at a second life. We've been in a process of clarifying dreams and a vision. As we enter this cycle, we're seeing new ways to bring our dreams to life and to materialize something that's been a vision. Stay connected with yourself. Stay connected inward, because just as the eclipse took place, Sun's disk was wiped out and reappeared, there's a similar process underway in our consciousness, because the Sun in astrology represents our consciousness. And we're seeing our whole life with new eyes. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. It's the baby of the zodiac. It represents the infant, the newborn. And it's a sign of the self, our innermost self, the life force that's alive within us, the unmanifest that's manifest within us. This is pure, primal, fiery energy. It's life itself, Aries. Aries says, or the key phrase for Aries is, I am. So who are you? Who are you today? Ask yourself that as you move into this cycle. Then you can move ahead and make choices with awareness and self-awareness. You are not who you were 2 weeks ago, let alone 6 months ago or a year ago or 18 years ago even. We're coming full circle from 18 years ago. You're not who you were then. And there's a need to really stay in the present moment and be honest about who you are today, because this Aries new moon, the first aspect it makes is to Mercury. And we're seeing another side to a story. There are deep insights coming through. Listen to your inner voice. Consciously release any self-defeatist limiting beliefs that have prevented your progress in the past. We're seeing new ways forward and we can have what we want. And with Aries, it's important that we become really honest with ourselves about what we want. Because often we choose second best or we settle for something less than what we really want because we don't think we can have what we want. And really, this, right now, the skies are opening up in such a way that there are unexpected developments taking place and really anything's possible. Of course, it might take time and patience to manifest things. But right now, you know, there more is possible than we can imagine. And a process is already underway. It's a matter of us now really, really being honest with ourselves and saying, claiming what we want. So then we can seize our opportunities as they arise and make choices in alignment with that inner truth. Which means our actions need to follow our words. If we say we want something, then are we acting in alignment with that? Or are we saying we want something and doing something else? So that's what alignment really calls for. Alignment in intention, thought, word, and deed. And certainly there may be a process of having to renegotiate and review recent arrangements or current arrangements so that they work better for everyone involved and they're more sustainable for everybody in the long run. So for that, there needs to be that total honesty with ourselves in terms of, you know, fearlessly of what we need, what we want, what will work for us, what doesn't work for us. Then we can communicate and meet others halfway, because our relationships have certainly been in focus but for the past couple of, you know, for the past months, and will continue to be so for the coming months. So get on the same page with yourself, then you can get on the same page with others. This Aries new moon solar eclipse cycle, which leads up to the Scorpio full moon, the next couple of weeks, this is a trial by fire. There's no way to come out of this unscathed. Unless we're being absolutely authentic, because anything that's less than true to ourselves, we're not going to be able to sustain, whether it's in terms of our relationships, our work, our job, or wherever, you know, whatever area of your life you have Aries in. So that authenticity, which will require courage to be able to drop the mask and, you know, step into the fullness of who we are today. But have faith in yourself. The universe has your back, and what's unfolding now is drawing us to our destiny. It's just about us stepping into it, honestly. So pay attention to the insights that are coming through, you know, whenever you listen to this, or pay attention to what the insights that were coming through late on the 8th, or depending on where you are post the eclipse. And be honest about what you want, because you can have what you want. And then remain detached and trust that whatever you've dreamed for yourself, you know, the universe has dreamed bigger and better than allowing the magic to unfold. One last important thing about this Aries solar eclipse before I get into the daily aspects for the week. With the conjunction to Chiron, this is, as I mentioned, there's profound healing on offer now. But at the same time, you know, Chiron is, there's so many things about Chiron, but it's the blessing and the curse. It's where we feel the most wounded, that there's actually a gift there for us. And there may be now child, you know, there's a potential for healing, but that means we have to acknowledge our wounds. And this begins with awareness. And awareness can be painful, but it is the first step towards healing. So pay attention to how you're feeling right now. And if you're feeling any sense of woundedness, then acknowledge it consciously so you can heal rather than, you know, being in any denial of it. Because there's something about this energy that's almost surgical. You know, sometimes wounds need to be opened up so there can be healing, so that, in, you know, if something's been festering under the surface, it can then be healed. So don't be afraid of a process. Trust a process that's unfolding. Just move through it with as much awareness as possible. Then, you know, we don't need to let the past spill on unconsciously into the future. We don't need to let our, you know, past wounds unconsciously, we don't need to continue to repeat those patterns. This is a chance to break old patterns and really rebirth ourselves completely so there can be renewal as we enter this new cycle. There may be this dual process of as we're moving forward, we're becoming aware of the ways that we have been wounded in the past, so there'll be a need to release that so we can consciously continue making choices moving ahead. So just pay attention to, you know, what and how you're feeling throughout all of this. With self-awareness, that's really all we need to navigate the coming territory. So with that, I'm going to get into the day-to-day aspects, starting with the 9th. The 9th, the moon enters Taurus and will make a square to Pluto and then makes no other aspects. So move slowly as you move through the 9th. It's like the lights have just been turned on. We're slowly adjusting to this new reality and this new light, seeing our life in a new light, and we're seeing ways to materialize our dreams. Taurus is the sign that rules physical energy, our money, our resources, our closest commitments and relationships. It also rules our physical body. So take care of your health. Practice self-care, you know, through the 9th and 10th. We are in this Aries new moon cycle, which speaks of the self. And with Taurus, the sign that rules our senses, practice yoga, take a bath, take a walk in nature, come back to your body, give someone a hug, invest your energy in what you value, starting with yourself. As the moon moves through Taurus on the 9th and 10th, really get grounded in your values. We're reflecting on our resources of time, money, energy, love, the people and relationships that are important to us. We're reflecting on our boundaries. So just really get grounded as you move through the 9th. 10th, we're moving to Mars-Saturn conjunction. It might feel like time is slowed down and life is moving super slowly. You don't need to push. In fact, trust what's unfolding now is moving in divine timing. It's just about us putting one foot ahead of the other as we move ahead and investing in what we value. We are reflecting on our boundaries and our relationships, on our resources financially, but also, you know, recognize that you have the skills, talents, whatever you need now to attract or create and materialize a life or a vision that you've been dreaming of, especially when it comes to relationships. Dig deep for your values and be true to yourself and your integrity. With Mars-Saturn conjunction, Saturn is the planet that speaks of commitments and time. And in Pisces, these are, you know, eternal bonds and soul-level commitments that we're dealing with right now. And with Mars being the ruler of this new moon, it's important. We have a duty. Saturn speaks of duty and responsibility as well. We have a duty to ourselves above all, to be true to ourselves moving ahead, no matter what the past was like. Then we can create an external reality that mirrors an inner truth of our being. So this is a continuation of a process that's been ongoing since February. And when relationships are moving over a threshold, and we're stepping into a whole new chapter now, where actions speak louder than words. Doors that have been shut are now opening, and there's a need to readjust boundaries and perhaps take down the walls that prevent us from making progress. Especially in relationships, we're moving to new levels of trust. This begins with trust in ourselves, and we're breaking free of childhood patterns or patterns that we've seen played out between parents and caregivers. Unsustainable dynamics to find balance again, to find our center again, so we can connect with others authentically and show up and engage more authentically in our connections. And this may feel new and strange, but as we move over this threshold, it's important also that we consciously close the door on the past or leave the past behind so we can fully step over the threshold and embrace our future. The moon is still in Taurus, but on the 10th, we're moving over this threshold. Doors are opening and closing, and this is a process that's already been underway for. The Sun and Mercury made a conjunction to Saturn on the 28th and the 29th of February. So you might want to look back at what was unfolding around the 28th of February, 28th, 29th. Because there were deep truths that were and insights that were coming to light at the time. And we were perhaps having conversations, or there was communication that was happening around the 28th, 29th, bringing soul truths to the surface and soul level insights. Then Venus made a conjunction to Saturn on the 22nd of March, which marked the next step in this ongoing process of the planets moving over Saturn. And with Venus, you know, our relationships, financial situations, creative situations were moving over a threshold. And now Mars makes this final conjunction to Saturn, and Mars is the ruler of this new moon in Aries and solar eclipse in Aries. So we're taking authority and responsibility for our lives. The past is done. We can't change the past, nor would we want to. But now it's a chance to lay the foundations for a new life and to strengthen the foundations for what we're trying to build and a dream that we're trying to build. Move with awareness as you move through the 9th and 10th, and slow and steady. This is not a race. This is our life. This is your life. This is my life. So take your time with this. And if you need to think about things, take your time to think about things. But when you're ready, you know, trust yourself and trust that anything that has felt like an obstacle is now giving way, and the time has come, and this is a challenge, or this is your chance to rise for the occasion of your life. We're being called to rise for the occasion of our lives and recognize that only we have authority and this duty to ourselves to live our best lives. So give yourself permission to be happy above all. You know, you can't please everyone else. At least be true to yourself. Then trust that the love and support you need is present. And the more we're true to ourselves, we can deepen connections that appreciate and value us for who we are and that see us for who we are at the core. And vice versa, where we can love and appreciate the people in our lives for who they are, not what we want them to be or what we expect of them, but just to appreciate them in their fullness. Because there's a lot of growth that's happening here, and we're learning a lot of lessons from each other. Our relationships are teaching us a lot. So the more we can be humble with humility and grace, we can move through this and strengthen these foundations and connections that we're trying to build. Then on the 11th, after this Mars-Saturn conjunction on the 11th, the Sun meets Mercury in Aries. Mercury is retrograde, and there are blazing truths coming to awareness, insights. Anytime the Sun is Kazimi is a term that means being in the heart of the Sun. So anytime Mercury or any planet is Kazimi, the Sun, or conjunct the Sun, we tend to have at least one audience with a VIP or someone really important who can reflect an important truth to us. So pay attention to what's surfacing, the conversations that you're having. And even, you know, with Mercury being retrograde, the insights that are coming through. Also, this conjunction takes place in Aries. So there may be a lot of non-verbal communication that's going on. You know, body language and subtle cues. So just be aware, be honest with yourself above all, then it'll be easier to have honest conversations with others and communicate what needs to be communicated. Sometimes silence speaks louder than words, but still, if things need to be said now, it's time to put our cards on the table. So consider the 11th is bringing us to a moment of truth. Be honest with yourself, trust your instincts, pay attention to your inner voice, let go of self-defeatist beliefs. We're seeing the past and recent past in a new light, where this is a chance to renegotiate important arrangements if necessary, so they're more in alignment with our true selves, and we can get on the same page. Once we get on the same page with ourselves, we can get on the same page with others as well. So, you know, the 11th, if you need to have an important conversation with someone, the 11th is a great day to do it. Then there are no major aspects taking place until the 19th, which brings a cluster of aspects and a sudden whoosh of energy and giving way. So the energy is building up now because we're moving to the full moon on the 23rd and 19th, 20th, 21st, major aspects unfolding. But the universe is giving us a breather from starting the 11th until the 19th with no major aspects. The moon will be moving through, you know, making aspects to planets. So there's a lot that's going on emotionally within us through this time. But at least we have some time to process our emotions as we move to the full moon. And you know, there are big changes afoot, so pay attention to how you're feeling. On the 11th, as the sun meets Mercury in Aries, the moon is in Gemini, so conversations, again, communication is highlighted, communication is important, we're seeing another side to a story, there are deep truths coming to light, blazing truths coming to light. Not all truth is, you know, easy to hear or speak or say sometimes, but it will always set us free. And in this case, with off the sun meets Mercury, the moon will be sextile Venus on the 11th, suggesting that the truth is sweeter than we think. Keep an open heart, keep an open mind. And if anything has you feeling upset, you're likely looking at things the wrong way. So try looking at things from another perspective and you will see a sweeter truth and a sweeter way forward. There's a need to be creative and it's a great time for heart-to-heart conversations. On the 12th, the moon continues to move through Gemini and we're still processing a lot of information. But on the 12th, the moon makes a square to Saturn in the morning in New York about 10:38 a.m. and then squares Mars at 12:50 p.m. And then later in the day, it'll make a sharp aspect to Pluto in the afternoon. And then later will sextile Mercury and the Sun at night. So on the 12th, you know, the energy starts out a little, I don't know how to put this, but it's like we're working through difficult choices. It seems like we have choices to make and hopefully not wrestling too hard. We're reflecting on our choices and our limits. And again, there's that need for honesty. Be honest with yourself. There's a need for emotional resilience and for courage and to trust our own decisions. We may not have all the answers, but as long as we're open to learning and asking questions where necessary, rather than making assumptions, we can turn this corner because these are new experiences that we're having. So although we're understanding the past in a whole new light, we're also entering new territory. So there's a dual process that's underway here of leaving the past behind as we step, you know, turn a corner into the future. So just if anything feels like a struggle, you know, move inward and find inner strength because you have the answers and there is a way forward. As the day progresses, things get easier and Mercury will, you know, the moon will meet Mercury at 10:42 p.m. in New York on the 12th. So that means communication is opening up and we're seeing ways forward that perhaps we were wrestling with before and we're seeing the light. So on the 13th, the moon makes a sextile to the sun, then squares Neptune and will enter Cancer in the afternoon. So through the morning of the 13th, we're coming to important realizations, important truths. We're imagining new possibilities. We're seeing new possibilities. The energy is still quite mental and cerebral in the morning. Once the moon enters Cancer in the afternoon at 1:44 p.m. on the 13th, we get into our emotions. We're feeling all the feelings. Cancer is a water sign and it rules all our needs, our emotional needs, physical needs, spiritual needs, you know, as well as just our feelings. So on the 13th and 14th, the moon will continue to move through Cancer. We're processing a lot of emotions. Release any heavier emotions, but there's so much that's new and opening up because the moon will square Venus, trine Saturn, trine Mars. Over the fourth, moon continues to Cancer all the way until the 15th, late at night. So 14th, 15th, you know, just flow with this energy as best as you can. This is also the first quarter of the moon, so it's a chance to make course corrections. We're now halfway between the Aries solar eclipse and new moon, which took place on the 8th of April, and the Scorpio full moon on the 23rd, which is bringing huge changes and revelations. This halfway point is a chance to check in with yourself, check in with your needs. Are you being honest with yourself about what you need? Because moving to the Scorpio full moon, you know, there are powerful changes unfolding, relationships are deepening, and the more we can be true to ourselves right now and be honest with ourselves right now, it'll be easier to navigate forward. So definitely the 14th and 15th, you know, the emotional tide is slowly rising, but find your sea legs, find your balance, find your center, avoid projecting your emotions outward. It's a chance to break free of codependent patterns. Ultimately, nobody is responsible for our emotions. People may be, you know, no matter who triggers our emotions, whether someone makes us happy or sad. Ultimately, our emotions are our emotions. And as long as we give away that power of to someone else to trigger our emotions, we're not really sovereign, you know, and then we'll always be at the mercy of others and of life and circumstances. It's okay to feel what you feel, release it consciously, then when we're feeling calm, we can address life and situations in a more constructive, creative way. And of course, 14th and 15th, pay attention to where you're feeding energy, because what you feed will grow. So if you're feeling upset or anything about anything, first take care of yourself. Self-care, self-care, self-care. At the quarter moon again, and in this Aries new moon cycle, make sure you're getting plenty of water, drinking plenty of water, eating healthy food, getting plenty of rest, sleep, take a walk by the water, take a warm bath. These are just basic things, but it's important that we're really embodying ourselves in our body. Then we can attend to life outside of us. So 14th, 15th is this turning point with the moon in Cancer. Late 15th, the moon enters Leo, and now the energy is just ramping up, and we're entering the next week, which is the full moon week, and I'll have a lot more to say about that next week, because once the moon enters Leo on the 15th, things start to get more dramatic, and next week brings the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, the Sun will enter Taurus, Mars is making aspects, and we're heading to the full moon. This is just huge. Life is changing before our eyes, and as you can see, it all really begins this week. So just to give you a quick recap, this week begins with this Aries new moon and solar eclipse. This is life-altering. We're being given a chance at a second life, at a whole new life. A life that really aligns with who we are at our core. And we're deepening connections with others who truly see us and love us and appreciate us for who we are. And this begins with us really loving and appreciating and accepting ourselves for who we are. With the new moon conjunct Chiron, we're all becoming, each and every one of us is becoming aware of our unique sense of purpose. Aries is a sign of oneness. Ultimately, that is the nature of reality, oneness. We are all connected. Separation is an illusion. There is one divine supreme consciousness, Aries, which is manifest in each and every one of us and every sentient being and everything that exists. It's just our perception that prevents us from seeing this sublime truth and reality. So even if we don't understand it logically, or even if we understand it logically, ultimately it's the experience that matters. We're being reborn in ways that we don't understand, wholly into a whole new world. And the more we can just come home to ourselves, we can allow life to unfold in magical ways. Because Aries is the sign of the child, and the best thing we can do now is to trust this universe and that we are children of a divine universe that wants nothing but the best for us. Surrender to that divine will within and allow it to move you, guide you, allow the magic to unfold as you watch your dreams come to life. So I'll stop there for now, but if anyone wants a personal astrological consultation, I would love to work with you. There's no replacement for looking at your chart in depth. And I am also offering a special inner journey program where we work with, where I've been working with few clients, and I have limited spots open for this, for an in-depth journey into their chart over the course of a year, where we do monthly sessions, one-on-one sessions. So if you're interested in that, do email me at priyacosmicdiaries.com, or even just a one session, email me at priyacosmicdiaries.com. I would love to work with you. But for now, it's a big week. We're moving over the threshold, stepping into our future. You can have what you want. Just acknowledge what you want, then be open to receive. All right, with that, I'll stop for now. This is Priya signing off, sending you love wherever you are. Till next time, namaste.